All right, lawyer talk off the record, on the air. I think I'm here today for maybe a holiday public service announcement. And this is what I'm going to say. Having represented folks charged with crimes for the better part of 30 years now, I have noticed one thing that gets people in trouble the most. And that one thing is booze, is alcohol, is your adult beverage, the refreshment, whatever it is. And I see it all the time during the holidays. So, you know, I'm not the only one that sees this. And it, what I mean is, like, I see this, but who else do you think is watching? Well, the police are watching, and the police are out there. And what I get so often is, this wasn't fair. The police were just waiting outside the bar. This wasn't fair. There's cops on the road all over the place during the holidays, just pulling people over randomly. It's not fair. It's not fair. I mean, on some level, I guess I sort of agree with you. But in the real world level, I would say this. The one thing that gets most people in trouble during the holidays is alcohol. People get drunk. They argue with Aunt Joanne. They argue with Uncle Bob. Maybe he likes Trump. Maybe he doesn't like Trump. Next thing you know, you guys are fighting it out, and somebody's in jail calling me on New Year's Eve because they can't get out of jail and the courts are closed. And what can I do? So it's a domestic violence scenario or assault scenario. More often than that, people are behind the wheel drinking and driving, and they get pulled over. Look, I have a commute every day to work, and around the holidays, I see the police out there more. It's just a fact. Because the police understand this. Now, look, you can make an argument that they're just out there trying to catch people committing crimes. And I would say, yes, that's true. They are just out there trying to catch people committing crimes because that is their job. And they're going to fish where the fish are. They're going to monitor the highways during the holidays. They're going to be out on New Year's Eve pulling people over. They're going to set up sobriety checkpoints, and they're going to stop people or try to stop people who are drinking and driving. And, you know, we can argue about the fairness of all that under the Fourth Amendment. I'm happy to have those discussions. But on the other level, maybe a little bit bigger level, we can say nobody wants people out there drinking and driving during the holidays because it's not safe for them. It's not safe for others. And it's generally just bad. So what's my point of all this? Well, I don't know for sure. I guess I'm trying to say this. Be safe during the holidays. Don't get behind the wheel after drinking. If you're in an argument, keep it civil. Because look, I know plenty of police officers. They don't want to ruin your Christmas. They don't want to ruin your New Year's. They don't want to ruin your holidays, but they will. And the one thing we can do is control how we respond to it. Don't put yourself out there. Don't take the Uber, get the safe ride home, or just stay home and keep the party there. Keep it safe. Happy holidays from Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.